I'm so happy to be here.
哦，我来到这里非常高兴。
I remember the last time I was here, like it was so overwhelming.
我想到啊，上次来这里的时候真的是非常的激动。
And I was so looking forward to come.
啊，我非常的在想再次来到大家中间。
Just by seeing your faces and very familiar faces that I've seen before.
啊，看到你们的面孔啊，都是曾经看过的。
That makes me so glad.
啊，让我感到很开心。
Metta and myself are missionaries sent by Church of Zion.
Metta 和我呢是西安教会差派出去的宣道士。
To serve, like our intention was to serve the poor and to feed the poor in Egypt 19 years ago.
那十九年前呢，我们的意向就是服侍贫穷的人，在埃及来服侍这些贫穷的人。
But the Lord had another plan for us.
但是神呢，对我们有另外的呼召。
He changed our mentality from feeding the poor.
他改变了我们的思想，就是从啊，就是喂养啊贫穷的人。
To raising an army for the Lord.
而是就是把他们建造成为神的军队。
And now we have like more than 10,000 young people.
那我们现在有超过一万个年轻人。
That are totally devoted to the Lord.
他们都是就是全心就奉献给神的。
It's not that we have them now.
不是我们现在就有了。
But we've served more than 10,000 along through the 19 years.
那我们是从这十九年前就是陆陆续续的服侍了一万个人。
They're all girls.
他们都是女孩。
And I have three girls too.
啊，我也有三个女儿。
But one of them is in Egypt. That's why I brought two.
那有一个在埃及，所以只有两个在这。
I didn't have enough time to get the one from Egypt this time.
哦，这次没有时间把那个女儿带回来。
So this is Lucinda, my middle daughter.
这个是我第二个女儿。
And Basanti, my youngest.
旁边那个是我最小的女儿。
Olivia is in Egypt.
那我大女 Olivia 在埃及。
I'd like to share with you a message today, and I put a title on it, though I never put a title to my messages.
那我今天分享一个信息呢，我给他一个题目，虽然我从来都不给我的信息加一个题目。
But this time I felt I want to put a title.
那这次呢，我觉得我应该给他一个信息的题目。
I even dreamt of this title.
我甚至就是梦到了这个题目。
So I'm sure like, you will understand what I'm talking about.
我相信你可以明白我所说的。
The title is only say the word.
名字就是只要说他的话语。
Only say the word.
只要说他的话语。
That's what the guy who came to Jesus, who was like a high rank, and he came to Jesus and he told him, "My servant is sick."
就像圣经里那个故事，就是有一个。一个很高的一个军官来到耶稣的面前说
That's in Matthew 8:8 if you want to look at the verse.
马太福音第八章就是讲说他的仆人病了，他跟耶稣说他的仆人病了。
And he asked Jesus to pray for his servant.
那他就是让耶稣呢就为他的仆人来祷告。
And he understood the authority of Jesus.
他也明白耶稣的权柄。
He's different from everybody else.
耶稣是其他人都不一样。
And he told him that I have authority too. And when I tell somebody to go, he will go. And when I ask somebody to come, he will come.
那他说他自己也有权柄，他让人去，人家去，人家来，人家就会来。
So I only want you to just only say the word.
那他就求耶稣，只要说一句话
，and my servant will be healed.
那我的仆人就会得医治。
And the Lord said to him, go.
那耶稣就跟他说：“你去。”
It will be done to you as you believed.
就是按你所想的就会成就。
It will be done to you as you believed.
按你相信的要成就。
And that verse impacted me. I read that story like thousands of times.
那就是我读了这个故事有上千次，但是这个就是很影响到我。
But it really touched my heart.
真的是来触摸到我的心。
And I felt like.If we believe,
那我觉得只要我们相信
，if we know the authority of the one we follow,
如果我们相信就是我们追随的那个人的权柄
，we will understand deep in our hearts.
那我们就在我们的心底，我们能够理解
that he can only say the word.
他 他只要说一句话
and it will be done unto us.
就会成就。
And I felt today that if you are listening to me physically here or you are listening to the recordings,
那我就是今天我就不管你是在这里听还是就是以后在那个录音里面听。
If you just have faith in him and trust him,
只要你有信心相信他
and believe in him,
相信你相信他
in whatever situation you're going through,
不管是任何的情况
I know we've all gone through hardships.
我知道我们每个人都会经历苦难。
Even my $2, they seem very young.
那甚至我的两个女儿虽然这么年轻。
But they have gone through a lot of hardships.
那他们都有经历很多苦难。
So if we just believe,
只要我们相信。
If we just trust him,
我们信靠他。
We will get through.
我们就会通过。
Because he can only say the word.
只要他说一句话。
And it will be done unto us.
就会为我们来成就。
So I encourage you today.
那我就是鼓励大家
to build your trust day after day in Him.
就是每一天在就是信靠神，建立自己的信心。
And not to understand His authority here.
不只是只是相信他的那个权柄。
In your head.
不是只是在头脑里相信。
Not to be convinced with it.
不是就是就是那个说服自己。
But to grasp it in your heart.
但是用心里来相信。
I know the Chinese, they understand things by their heart.
我知道中国人是用他的心来相信的。
They even have them some, the food of the heart, I believe.
甚至有就是喜欢喝早茶的心。
So, I encourage you today.
那我就是鼓励大家
to put whatever situation you're going through.
不管是任何的情况。
At your business.
在你的工作上，你的生意上。
In your family.
在你的家庭。
At work,
在工作上
even in church,
在教会
just put it before the Lord,
就是交给神
and trust him as this guy trusted him,
就是像这个军官一样来相信耶稣
and don't give up believing,
不要就是放弃相信
you better die believing rather than living unbelieving,
就是你如果没有死，不死而不相信，如果你活着相信，活着不相信，好过你死而不相信。
Like I want to stand before the Lord.
对啊，在神面前，因为我们每一天的人都要站在神的面前。
And tell him that I believed in you.
告诉他我相信你。
Maybe I didn't see things physically happening.
虽然我可能眼睛肉眼没有看见。
But I'm glad I believed in you.
但是我就是很高兴我相信了你。
There are people in Hebrews 11, they say that they die and they didn't get the promise.
那在希伯来书十一章也有讲，就是很多圣人就是死了都没有看到他们的应许。
But heaven recognized them.
但是上天能够承认他们。
For what?
为什么呢
？For just believing.
就是因为他们相信。
Just believing in him.
就相信他们。
I want to read with you Genesis 49 verse 27.
那个创世纪四十九章。
It speaks of Benjamin. That's when Jacob was blessing all his kids, all his children.
讲到便雅悯。Genesis 49.
Genesis 49 and verse 27.
第二十七节。
27. Yes.It says that, is that
27?
Yeah, Benjamin is a ravenous wolf.
便雅悯是撕裂的羊狼。
In the morning, he devours the prey.
早晨要吃他所抓的。
In the evening, he divides the plunders.
晚上要分他所夺的。
That's when Jacob was blessing his children.
那就是雅各在祝福他的众儿子的时候。
And as you know, Benjamin is the youngest.
那便雅悯是最年轻的。
I always love what he said to Judah.
那我就是特别喜欢他对犹大说的话。
He said to Judah because Judah is a worship guy, you know, he's like into worship.
那犹大呢是一个敬拜的人。
He said that you will put your feet on the neck of the enemy.
那那个雅各就说那个犹大要把脚放在那个仇敌的头上。
And as Emily and my brother was worshiping here,
那当那个 Emily 还有我的兄弟在这里敬拜的时候
I remembered that verse.
那我就想起来这句话。
I remember that during worship we can put our feet on the neck of the enemy.
啊，我就知道在敬拜中的时候，我们可以把脚踩在仇敌的
头上。Totally under our feet.
仇敌会在我们的脚底下。
So I was so glad to see you all worshiping.
那我就是看到你们大家都在敬拜，我就非常的高兴。
And you have such a beautiful voice.
有这么美好的声音。
I know the one who was standing beside behind me, and she had a beautiful voice. I don't know where she is now. Where was it you?
那有的人在我后面唱得很好听。
So in Genesis 49 verse 27, he was blessing Benjamin.
那在这个创世纪呢，他这里在祝福便雅悯。
And as if he was telling him that in the morning you will be hungry for the Lord.
那好像就是跟他讲说，在早晨的时候，你要对神来饥渴。
You will want to stay in His presence and take as much as you can from His presence.
就是很想，就是拥抱他的这个这个同在。
You will want the picture of Jesus on you.
你很想看到耶稣的形象。
The image of Jesus.
耶稣的形象在你里面。
But in the at night.
那是在晚上的时候。
You will divide the plunder.
那你就是分那个抢夺的物。
The night is not yours.
那晚上不是你的。
The morning is yours to be hungry and thirsty for God.
那早上是你的，你要就是饥渴慕义耶稣。
But at night you should give.
那在晚上的时候你要给。
You should give out of your time.
要给你的时间。
You should give out of your money.
给出去你的金钱。
You should give out of your health.
甚至你的健康。
You should.Spread the good news.
你要就是传福音
，as if he was telling Benjamin, the night is not yours.
就告诉便雅悯，晚上不是你的。
And I find it very significant that he pointed at the night.
那我就是
plunder.
那我就非常就觉得很惊讶，就是他特别指出晚上要分出这个掳物。
Because the night refers in the Bible to the tough times.
那就是夜晚，通常就是晚，就是最艰难的时刻。
And as if he was telling Benjamin, even during the tough times,
就好像告诉便雅悯，甚至在就是最艰难的时候。
I want you to sit down and divide the plunder.
我让你，我希望你能坐下分你的账。
I want you to serve me even during tough times.
甚至在困难的时候，你都要来服侍我。
I don't want you to know me and serve me when everything is okay.
不是什么事情都好的时候，你再服侍我。
I want you to stand up and worship and declare that He is good.
我希望你能够站着敬拜。
During the tough times,
甚至在困难的时候。
I want you to worship Him with all your heart and give with all your heart.
就是全心全意的来敬拜。
Even during the tough times,
甚至就是在困难的时候
and I found it very significant.
那我觉得这个很震撼
because I find my girls like that.
那我就发现我的女儿就是这样
Of course, there are so many examples in the Bible.
那当然，在圣经里有很多的例子
Like Esther was like a hostage or something in the morning.
就像那个以斯帖，好像就是一个
she was like a prisoner of war.
就像他以斯帖就好像就是在那个战争里的一个hostage,
prisoner of war. Like you know, like when the enemy goes to a country and defeat them, they take the women and the young boys with them.
就是好像在战争的时候，他们就把那个。
And Esther was taken from her country.
人质。Yeah.
Esther was taken from her country.
Esther.Okay, 就是以斯帖就是从他的国家被拿走的。
So she started very weak.
那她一开始是很软弱的。
But at night,
那是到晚上。
She saved her people.
但是她就是拯救了她的民族。
And also like our girls in Egypt.
那就像我的孩子在埃及的孩子。
Their upbringing is very tough.
那他们成长的过程是非常艰难的。
And they are still in the tough situations.
那他们还是在就是很艰难的环境当中。
But they give with all their hearts.
但是他们是全心的给。
They brought so many for the Lord.
他就是为了主付出了特别多。
Like I was sharing about one of my girls.
那我就是分享一个我其中的一个孩子。
That her mom used to sell her to older guys.
那她母亲就是把她卖给就是老的男人。
When she was 5 years old,
她只有5岁当时。
And make money out of that.
那就是他们用她来赚钱。
But this girl, that's how she started.
那这是她一开始的生活。
Very tough upbringing.
就是成长过程非常的痛苦。
Now she's totally healed.
但是她现在完全的被医治。
Now she can handle anything.
她可以承受很多。
She's so tough.
她很强壮。
And she brought so many for the Lord.
那她就是给主带来了非常多。
She mentored so many for the Lord.
她也就是服侍了很多的人。
She reminds me of Benjamin.
她就让我想起便雅悯。
Ravenous wolf.
就像一个
That's very hungry and thirsty for the Lord.
非常的饥渴神。
And at night,
但是到了晚上
she's divides the plunder.
她就是来分享她的谷物。
And she also like keep her heart soft.
她也成让她自己的心柔软。
Despite of all the hardships she went through.
虽然就是经历过这么多的苦难。
I know, My daughter Lucinda, the middle one, she was in the sky train the other day.
那我老二呢，在那个就是天车站上。
She takes the sky train for an hour and a half every day because we live in Coquitlam and she's in UBC.
那我们住在 Coquitlam， 她在 UBC 上学，所以每天呢，她要花一个半小时在车上。
So I urge her like to read a book or anything, but she doesn't.
我就是鼓励她来读书啊，不过她也不读。
She spends her time either listening to music or talking to other people.
她就是这一个半小时，她就是听音乐啊，或者跟别人在聊天。
So a Chinese lady sat beside her.
有一天呢，一个中国的人呢就坐在她的旁边。
And she was not like fully aware of how the sky train, like what stop she should get off.
那这个女士呢，她并不太知道这个 sky train 怎么运作，她不知道她在哪里下车。
So Lucinda was helping her.
那我的老二呢，就在帮助她。
And as she was talking to her, she told her that I go to Church of Zion, which is all Chinese.
Oh, the lady.
Yeah.
那那个女士就说，哦，我
去。No, Lucinda, my daughter, she goes to Church of Zion.
Okay.那我的老二呢，就告诉他，哦，我去就是西安教会。
And she told her like all her friends and all the youth meeting are Chinese.
那我的女儿就说，哦，这个西安教会很多中国人，我们的那个中国团契好多都是中国人。
So the lady asked her, "Are you Christian?"
那这个女士就问她，哦，你是基督徒吗
？Lucinda said yes.
啊，她我女儿就说是的。
But what the lady said afterwards really broke my heart.
那这个女士说的话真的是很，就是来破碎我的心。
She told her, "I had just heard about the story of Jesus yesterday."
这个女士就说，哦，我昨天才听到关于耶稣的故事。
And I felt so bad in my heart.
那我心里就觉得很难过。
She's a grown-up lady.
她已经是一个年长的人了。
And she only heard the story yesterday.
但是她是昨天才听说耶稣。
It's because of the Benjamins in this country.
那就是因为就是便雅悯这个地上的便雅悯。
That do not divide the plunder at night.
他们没有分享他们的。
That this lady heard it yesterday.
这个女士昨天才听到关于耶稣。
She should have heard the whole gospel when she was six.
她应该六岁的时候就已经听过所有的关于耶稣的故事了。
Because of the Benjamins.
但是因为这个地上的便雅悯。
I'm calling out the Benjamins in our midst.
那我就是呼召所有的便雅悯都出来。
The ones that are hungry and thirsty for the Lord in the morning.
就是早上渴慕神同在的那群人。
And their nights and evenings, they are not of waste.
晚上的时候也不浪费时间。
Their nights and evenings, they divide plunder.
晚上的时候他们就分享他们的谷物。
I will have one more verse for you from Hosea 2:22.If we can look at it, Hosea 2:22.
第二章第二十二节。
It's a very famous verse.
是一个很出名的一个。
I'm sure many of you read it so many times.
我相信很多人都读过。
But it speaks of the land.
是关于讲那个。
It's as if we are all like as if the Lord is giving us a land, a piece of land.
就好像神给我们地上一块土地。
And it's my duty.To care about this land.
那是我的使命要去照顾这个土地。
It's my duty to make this land fruitful.
是我的责任要让这个土地能够就是长出食物。
Not only for myself.
不只是为了我。
But for the generations to come.
是为世代的人。
Like I know that we leave inheritance for our kids.
那我们也为我们的孩子预备就是财产。
We care to leave them some money.
我们给他们钱
or maybe houses,
可能是房产
but we want to leave an inheritance for them.
但是我们需要给他一个就是遗产
an inheritance of how to walk with the Lord.
这个遗产就是如何与神同行
by taking care of this land,
来就是照顾这个土地
and believing and trusting,
就是相信依靠
that one day it will bear fruit.
有一天这个土地能够长出果实
by showing them an example
来告诉给我们的世代给他们一个就是一个 example
like
一个例子一个榜样
by showing them an example of that we are like walking with the Lord and sold out for the Lord you know sold out right sold out like totally for the Lord
okay就是我们就是给他们一个例子，让他们知道我们怎么样与神同行，要完全的交给神。
And that we divide plunder，
然后我们分享这个掳物。
We are not only like attend churches or like hungry and thirsty for the Lord。
我们不只是来教会，然后不只是就是依靠神。
But we invest our money and our health and our lives。
那我们这也投资我们的金钱，投资我们的生命在这个土地上。
For the Lord，
为了神。
And for plowing this land，
然后我也在这个田上耕地。
So Hosea 2:22，
何西阿书第二章第二十二节。
The Lord is saying so，
耶和华说。
In that day，
那日。
I will respond，
我必应允。
Declares the Lord，
耶和华说。
I will respond to the skies.
我必应允天
And they will respond to the earth.
天必应允地
And what I want to highlight is verse 22.
那我想重点就是在二十二节
And the earth will respond.
那地也必应允
That land that I'm plowing and believing.
那我们在耕种的那块地
One day this earth will respond.
那有一天这个地要应允
And it will respond as the Bible says.
也会像按着圣经的应许来应允。
To the grain, is it the grain here? Yes. To the grain,
五谷
the new wine,
新酒
and oil,
和油
and they will respond to Jezebel.
这些必应允耶斯列米。
As if the Lord is saying, this piece of land that I have given you.
那我神给你的这块地
and you trusted me and you believed me.
只要你相信依靠我。
This land that you're investing your life in,
那这块地你的生命投资在这块地上
One day,
有一天
it will bring forth,
一定会出产
fruit,
食物
It will respond to the grain,
会出五谷
and the grain symbolizes nourishment,
那五谷就代表就是就是滋润
and satisfaction,
满足
and as if this land.
就好像这块地呢
symbolize satisfaction to me. That's all what I want, Lord.
就是好像就是神给我的那个身心灵的满足。
I only want to be sold out and totally before to you.
那我只是想问神，全心的问神。
And it will respond to the wine, as the Bible says.
圣经也讲到，就是关于酒，新酒会应允酒。
And the wine symbolize revive.
那酒就代表就是复兴。
And you know the verse where it says that he gives life to the dead.
那圣经也讲，就是他给死人复活。
And he calls the things that do not exist to exist.
那神也让无有的变为有。
So one day this land it will respond to the wine.
那有一天这个地呢就会应允，就是应允新酒。
To life,
成为生命。
And it will respond also to the oil.
那也是圣经也讲关于酒
which is known as the anointing all over the Bible.
酒呢，就是在圣经里就是讲的是恩膏
But here is the oil to heal.
那这里讲的恩膏呢，是医治的恩膏
The interpretation of this oil is the oil that heals.
那这里的解释就是医治的恩膏
So I'm preparing for my kids and for the generations to come.
那我就是为我的孩子，还有就是后来的世代来预备。
And I'm not only talking to the older people among us.
那我也不只是为就是当中年老的人说。
I'm talking to the younger ones.
那我也在跟年轻的一代说。
We serve kids from grade 5 to grade 12.
那我们就是照顾从五年级到十二年级的孩子。
And you should come and see by yourself.
你应该就是自己来看一看。
The grade five girls.
那五年级的女孩呢？
They feel like mothers.
她们就像好像妈妈一样。
They take care of the rest.
她就是照顾那些其他的。
We are raising them to be mothers.
那我们就是让她们成为母亲。
Not to focus on themselves.
不只是就是关注自己。
And on their problems.
关注自己的问题。
And how their parents they do not love them.
关注就是他们就是父母给他们的伤害。
Or they love one and hate the others.
就是很爱一个恨一个。
They don't focus on themselves.
他们就是不专注在就是自己上面。
We teach them to focus on Him.
那我们教导他们就是要专注在神上面。
And to help others.
然后来帮助其他人。
And not to care about themselves.
不只是照顾自己。
But to care about others.
但是来关照顾所有人。
Like a mother.
就像一个母亲。
She cares about her children more than herself.
就是她关注她的孩子多过关注自己。
So I'm talking to the young people among us too.
那我也是为年轻的一代来这里说。
That they should invest their lives.
要投资他们的生命。
For the next generation to come,
来为后来的世代。
Even the one who's 6 months younger than you,
甚至比你只是小六个月的孩子。
He should learn from you.
他们也要向你来学习。
So here the oil in the land that the Lord is gonna bless.
那就是神的给这个地上的膏油。
The oil represents the healing.
那膏油就是代表医治。
And the oil represents the soft heart.
那膏油也代表那个柔软的心
，and the make glad the gladness，
就是那个欢喜快乐的。
So this is the land that the Lord is talking about。
那这个就是神所讲的地。
That one day it will respond。
有一天它就会应允。
One day it will respond。
有一天它就会应允。
And that's what we are holding onto。
这就是我们所就是抓住的依靠的。
And one day。
有一天
，When my kids are in the sky train，
那我的孩子在就是天车站的时候
，People will be worshiping the Lord，
人就要来敬拜神。
And one day when they are in school，
那有一天他们在学校的时候
，their peers，
他们的同学
will come to know the Lord，
他们也会来认识主。
If you and I will prepare the land，
如果你和我都来预备这块地
，and Not to give our nights to the enemy.
不是把我们的夜晚交给仇敌。
For grief and self-pity.
给忧伤，给那个自怜。
But to give our nights our hardest and darkest times.
而是把我们最困难、最艰难的夜晚。
To divide the plunder.
来就是分享掳物。
So one day the next generation will walk in this land.
那我们的后代就会在这块土地上行走。
And they will not believe us if we tell them the gospel was not very popular in the old days.
那他们就不会相信我哦。过去的时代就是福音并不是那么的就是大家所认识。
But they will walk, and our kids and our grandkids.
那我们的孩子，我们的孙辈
will enjoy the presence of God everywhere.
他们就会享受神的同在。
Because you and I,
因为你和我
worked hard in this land,
因为我们在这个地上付出了
and divided the plunder,
我们也分享了物
and we are hungry and thirsty for the Lord in the morning.
那我们早上的时候就饥渴慕一神
Can I ask you to stand up with me? Let's pray.
站起来，然后我们一起祷告
Again, I don't want you to receive this in your mind.
我不想让你们只是头脑来接受。
It might be convincing because I'm sure it's convincing because it's the word of God.
那这个是很就是很容易被接受，因为这是神的话语。
But I want you to receive it in your heart.
但是我希望你们在心里来领受。
And I'm asking you, Lord.
那我就是求神
that you come and make us receive this in our hearts.
让我们心里来领受。
Help us to see the unseen.
让我们看见那所看不见的。
Help us to see what you have in store for us.
让我们看见你为我们所预备的。
Help us to see what you have in store for the church in Canada.
让我们看见你为我加拿大教会所预备的。
That we may divide plunder today.
让我们可以来分享我们的物。
And I ask you, Lord,
主啊，我求你
to come and pierce our hearts,
来刺穿我们的心
that we are to be sold out totally to you,
那我们就是完全的奉献给你
that we give you our lives,
我把我们的生命都给你
and we give you our kids' life,
我把我们孩子的生命也给你
and our granddaughters and grandsons' life,
我们就是孙子孙儿的一辈子生命也给你
And we ask you to come and have control on our lives.
我就是求你来在我的生命里有完全的掌控。
To have control on our churches.
来掌控我们的教会。
I rebuke every spirit of jealousy.
我就是斥责一切就是嫉妒的灵。
Every spirit of uncertainty.
就是怀疑的灵。
Every spirit of doubtful.
怀疑的灵。
Because we want to trust you.
因为我们要相信。
We want to believe in you, Lord.
我们要认识你，相信你。
We want to walk in this life and finish the race, as Alvin was saying.
我们就像阿文弟兄所说的，我们要走完这个旅程。
We want to finish the race well.
我们要走完这个这个比。
We don't want to barely finish it.
我们不想就是差不多要完成。
But we want to finish it well.
我们需要就是很好的来完成这个旅程。
So our next generation will know.
那我们的后代才会知道
that we have finished it.
我们完成了。
And we have plowed the land for them.
我们也为他们预备了这个土地。
And that we're sold out totally.
而且我们完全的来奉献了给神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Amen.
We'll
give thanks to our pastors.
Sorry. Pastor Manny, do you have anything to share?
Maybe just 5 minutes, very quickly. Yes, sir. Yeah, I really want to...If I hear the word right today, this morning, the Bible said, if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart.
那圣经上说的，如果你听到我的声音，不要硬你的心。
And if I hear my calling today, he's calling me to be a Benjamin again.
那如果你听到你的呼召，就是要成为一个便雅悯。
Because there is not much time left.
因为没有很多时间了。
I want to respond right away.
要现在就要来回应。
I want to say, here I am, Lord, use me.
我想说就是我就在这神。
I don't have any earthly desire anymore.
我没有任何就是地上的欲望渴望。
I want to be used by you.
我希望被你来使用。
So I want to take what the message today into practicality.
那我想就是把今天的信息变成就是很实际的。
I remember a story in the Old Testament.
那我想到旧约的一个故事。
Whereas the people was all of them.And the book of Haggai.
那在哈该书呢
？Do you want to rebuild the temple?
那他们想重建这个圣殿。
Do you really want to have desire to see the old temple becoming a new one again?
他们想看到就是旧的圣殿来成为一个重建重修这个圣殿。
And they worked hard. They really worked hard.
他们真的是很努力的。
But they didn't see anything.
但是他们并没有看见。
You know for how long?
你知道有多久吗
？19 years.
90 years.
And then the word came from the Lord to them.
那突然有一天，神的话就临到了他们。
Guess what the Lord told them?
那这是神对他们说的。
You're not working hard enough.
你们没有不够努力。
You're giving much care to your homes, not to my home.
你们为自己的家很努力，但是并没有为我的。
You're busy building your own house, not the house of the Lord.
你们为自己的房屋就是很努力，但是没有为我的殿。
And the Lord told them, "Go to the mountain, bring the lumber, and help building my temple again."
那神就让他们去山上拿木材来建造这个圣殿。
For 19 years, they were not doing.As much as they should do.
那这么多年了，他们并没有就是按照神所给他们。
And I found this is the reality right now.
那这就是我们现在的生活。
We're really busy to build our life here on this earth.
那我们为我们自己的生活呢？
Like if we're gonna live forever here.
好像我们还在这个世上会活。
And we still go to churches.
那我们还是来教会。
And we still go to do some ministry sometimes.
那我们有时候也会参加一些服事。
But our heart is overwhelmed to build my house, my own house.
但是我们的心呢，都是在为我们自己来建造房子。
Especially here in the West.
特别是在西方。
I'm busy to build a future, a career, a business.
那我就是很忙，就是为了我的未来，
I wanna have the best thing for my family.
我想给我孩子，给我的家庭最好的。
Which is nothing wrong with that.
没有什么错。
Except that first, I have to care for the house of the Lord.
但是其实第一呢，我们要把心放在神的殿上。
And the people responded right away.
那个哈该书的人呢，马上就来回应。
And they started to do really very hard work.
他们开始就是来建造。
They started to go to the mountain.
他们就去山上。
Bring the lumber.
拿回木材。
They started to spend more time in prayer, like what I was saying.
那他们就花很多时间在祷告。
Seeking the Lord.
来寻求。
Eating the word of the Lord.
把神的话语吃进去。
And they will not sleep at night unless they build the temple.
他们晚上也不睡觉。
Unless they bring some lumber to the temple.
直到他们建造这个圣殿。
Guess what happened?
那发生什么了呢？
In a few months.The house of the Lord will build again.
那这个神的殿就建造。
And the glory of the Lord fall again.
神的同在又再次来到这个殿中。
Believe themselves that this is it's much much more glory than what happened before.
那他们都不敢相信，这个就是对他们来说就是太神奇。
And I want to respond again.
那我希望就是再次的大家回应。
If you really want to rebuild the temple of the Lord,
如果你真正想建造这个神的圣殿，我希望你们可以站起来。
If you really put the house of the Lord first.
把神的殿先放在第一。
If you really want to care first for the house of the Lord,
为神的殿放在第一。
It will cost to really. It will cost. You will pay a high price for that.
可能你会付出很多，为此付出很多。
Maybe your time you will not be the same like before.
可能你生活可能不会像过去一样。
Maybe your finance will not be the same like before.
可能你的经济也不会像过去一样。
Maybe the nights will change. The whole picture will change.
可能就是很多夜晚也会来到。
Spending hours on Facebook or internet anyway.
晚上可能就是不在那个
Will be out on the street bringing some lumber to the house of the Lord.
可能你就是在夜晚来为神的殿来带来木材，来分享的。
Visiting the needy one.
来看顾那些需要的人
Helping the brokenhearted
来医治那些破碎的人
Counseling all those who search for the joy or the, for the rest or the, for the peace
帮助那些在寻求平安的人
So please lift up your hand with me
举起我们的手
And with all your heart let's pray this prayer
用你的全心来祷告
Lord here I am
主啊我在这
I come to you this morning
主啊，我今天晚上早上来到你的面前。
Lord, I ask you to forgive me for what happened in the past.
主啊，我希望你来赦免我过去所发生的。
Forgive me for I was not really fully hearted for you.
赦免我不是全心全意的来服侍。
Forgive the divided heart I have.
赦免我就是分。
Now I come to you, Lord.
主啊，我现在来到你的面前。
Wash by the blood of the Lamb again.
让我来分享这个母。
Cleansing from my sin.
主啊，来洗净我的罪。
Trusting that the best yet to come.
我相信主要更好的要来。
Use me, Lord.
使用我。
Use me, Lord.
使用我。
Here I am.
主啊，我在这。
I'm open to whatever you want to tell me.
主啊，我在你面前就是敞开自己，你可以使用我。
The only desire I have.
我唯一的渴慕。
To rebuild your house.
就是去重建你的圣殿。
And may your glory will fall again in us.
就是荣耀再次在我们当中。
May this city will be changed again.
让我看见城市再次的被改
变。We're thirsty, I'm hungry for you, Lord, and for your glory.
我为你来饥渴。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
真的非常感谢欧达牧师和曼泰牧师他们带来的。
I want to give thanks again to the pastors today.
真的在我们的生命当中
In our lives,
我们很多时候常常想到的是我们自己。
A lot of times we only think about ourselves.
我没有想到过别人。
We hardly think about the others.
更别想到过神的家。
And far from us to think about the house of the Lord.
我们很多时候会很容易觉得说神很不公平。
Sometimes we think the Lord is unfair.
为什么我会这样？
Why am I going through this?
但是今天 Hoda 牧师给我们的信息
But through Pastor Hoda's message today
真的再次提醒我们
And kind of remind us once again
就像这个圣经里面写到这个便雅悯
Just like the Bible says about Benjamin
我们就是那个狼
We are the wolves
我们不惧怕任何的困难
We are not afraid of anything
我们就是勇敢的就是出去
And we stepped out bravely.
我们渴慕神的话语。
And we're longing for the words of God.
因为那是真正让我们可以满足的。
That's the only thing that can satisfy us.
而且不仅仅是我们自己可以从神那里得到满足。
Not only we can get satisfied from the Lord.
我们可以把这些分享给周围的人。
But we can also share this to our friends.
这个白天就是很多的困难，经历很多的事情。
Even the daytime, we're going through like troubles.
但是到了晚上的时候
But the evenings,
我们可以跟我们的周围的弟兄姐妹
We can share with our neighbors and our friends.
这个真是很触动我们的心
It's really touched my heart, our hearts.
而同时 Manhan 牧师分享的也是我们需要
And also Pastor Manhan.
很多时候我们确实是想到是我们自己的
A lot of times we only think for ourselves
但没有想到是别人的
And we never thought about the others
当我们跟弟兄姐妹在一起的时候
When we are with our brothers and sisters
我们就是教会
We are the church
我们就是一家人
We are a family
我们用神的话语
We use the word of God
互相鼓励
And we encourage each other
劝勉造就
And we build up each other.
这些神的话语就是那个木头。
And the word of God is like the timber.
用这个建造神的殿。
And we use this to build up the church of God.
我们一起来建造。
We build up the temple of God.
真的很感谢。
I want to give thanks again.
感谢主，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Pray again.
神，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
真的是给我们一颗新的心
give us a new heart
不仅仅是一个能够面对一切的困难的心
not just a heart that can face any kind of trial and tribulation
也给我们一颗饥渴慕义的心
but give us a heart that longing for you
渴慕你的话语
and longing for your words
渴慕你的生命
and longing for your life
让我们有一颗勇敢的心
Give us a brave heart
能够面对一切的困难
So that we can face any troubles
我们可以勇往直前
We can just go forward without looking back
因为我们必要看到你要应允天
Because we want to see that you will answer the heaven and earth
会结出更多的果子出来
And more fruit will be bear
同时我们相信你的新酒
Lord, we believe in your new vine.
你有个新的复兴在我们的生命当中。
A new revival in us.
在我们的教会当中。
In our church.
我们相信你的新油也会浇灌下。
We believe in your new oil.
给我们新鲜的恩膏。
Give us new fresh anointing.
给我们带来医治。
Give us healings.
让我们全身身心灵都带来医治。
Give us the healing to our whole body, our spirit, and our soul.
感谢你。
Give you thanks.
我们知道，只要我们不灰心。
I know, as long as we do not lose heart.
到的时候就要收成。
And on the day we will reap.
感谢你，我们天上的父。
I give you thanks again, our Heavenly Father.
愿你来祝福我们。
Bless us.
也祝福 Manna Holder 一家。
Bless Pastor Holder.
谢谢你通过他们的信息来再次鼓励我们。
Give you thanks again through that message to encourage us.
再提醒我们。
And remind us.
我们来跟你一起同行。
So that we can walk with you.
跟弟兄姐妹一起同行。
So that we can walk with our brothers and sisters.
愿你的圣灵再次浇灌下来。
Oh, I ask your Holy Spirit to come and fill us again.
在我们心里面。
In our heart.
让我们刚强壮胆。
So that we can be strong and courageous.
没有任何惧怕。
And no fear.
让我们靠着你。
So, by you, Lord.
凡事都能。
Everything is possible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.